The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're with us. We're looking at the election season, and one of the concerns is that there is such a lack of faith in government that goes back a number of years, and many are even raising the question about how effective democracy has been. Does the system work? Are we getting the kind of government we want in this country today? Are there historic reasons why things aren't going well in this country today? I'm trying to explore this just a little bit right now with the lack of leadership. We had icons who helped found this country. They were looked on and revered. And yet there is many who feel like that we have midgets compared to the founding fathers leading this country today. There's a new, very controversial book out called Is Democracy the Nemesis Also of the Americans? Written by author Michael Spencer. His associate is Jeff Smith. And they raise some interesting questions about where America is today, where it's come from, and some of the problems in the future. I think they're calling from England. Jeff lives over in England. I think we got him on the line right now. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hey, hi, Jim, and thank you for having me over.
And I know we've got a little delay. Sometimes there's a delay. We're coming across the country like we are. But this is a controversial book that Michael Spencer has written, and you've worked very closely with him. I think you've got him there with you now. What is the premise of the book? What are the questions being raised about the democratic system we have here in America today, Jeff?
Yeah, so happy to answer that question, Jim. So, the premise of the book, or, you know, what are the unique aspects of the book? One of the things is that the problems caused by democracy, you know, they have actually been noted from Greek and Roman times, right up till the founding fathers. They have writings criticizing democracy. But the true nature of the problems is not really understood yet. And Mr. Spencer, you know, has presented an analysis of democracy like never before. And a few topics as examples are which he discusses, you know, how a republic erodes into a democracy, how democracy is a fertile ground for moral degeneration, how, you know, Protestant Christianity has been a unique strength of America, but is also today a weakness that is leading to a fall in a multicultural society, and, you know, how the Republicans have slowly but surely lost to the Democrats since Woodrow Wilson. And the other unique aspects are Mr. Spencer brings in his experience as a consultant. He was a consultant for United Nations in Iraq in the year 2000. And while he has great respect for the United States and calls it the greatest emancipator in history, but he proves in the book that today, you know, America has become the perpetrator of very big crimes against humanity because of her support to the United Nations. Which, as per his experience, is an extremely evil and corrupt organization.
Let me ask you. You're saying that that Michael Smith is saying the United Nations is corrupt and not being a healing force bringing countries together. Is that correct?
Yes, that is very correct. Yeah.
Well, I think the idea was that, you know, rather than every single country communicating with each other individually, that if you're going to try to bring about world peace and solve a number of problems across borders, there ought to be at least a forum to discuss these things and bring countries together where you could put together international treaties involving how you fly airplanes from one country to the other and how you handle the rules on the ocean and how you protect the environment. words. And that was the whole idea, is the Spencer premise in the book that the idea itself is bad, or that it just hasn't worked out like it was conceived?
Well, I would say both. So it was conceived as a forum with no real power, so to speak. But today it has become a monster of its own. What America does essentially today is a far break from the past. He's actually compared it with the British Empire. So what America does today is, invades countries, countries across the world, but really does not take up the responsibility of administering them. It gives the responsibility to the UN. And the UN is filled with, corrupt people from all over the world. And as he has observed in Iraq, UN bureaucrats who don't really do much productive work, they were taking huge, huge multi-thousand dollar official tax-free salaries and, cuts and kickbacks and projects on top of that, while the local Iraqi population was literally starving. So the UN is supposed to look after the welfare of these countries, but is actually looting them. And this is observed not in Iraq, but all over the world. And there are various references to this in the book. And you can visit the website for the book as well. It's a simple website called americannemesis.wordpress.com. And there you'll see much more detail about this.
Okay, and we got that website up on our website. Well, why did Mr. Spencer write the book to begin with? I mean, you're an Indian, he's Indian, and why the perspective? Why is it important for an Indian citizen to give this perspective? What was the motivation? Why did he want to second guess or to give an overview of an outsider to what's happening in this country today?
Yeah, that is a very interesting story in itself, and one is kind of heartwarming. So, Mr. Spencer, throughout his childhood, has been a victim of ultra-religious, fanatic kind of upbringing in India, which is observed in a lot of the Indian society even today. And that's why, after reading philosophy and history, he has tremendous respect for America, for founding fathers, for classical English philosophy in general. And he had this respect in mind when he went to the Iraq as a UN consultant. And what he saw there was really shocking. And that's why he got shocked. Why is America sponsoring such a corrupt organization like the UN? And then he started interacting with Americans, politically active Americans, Republicans, Democrats, Tea Partiers, Libertarians, over the Internet. And realized that they don't really understand democracy and what the kind of erosion that has happened in America internally and externally, because in spite of emancipating so many people, America is looked upon as a villain all over the world. It is this kind of interesting story, and you can read up more on the dedication part. This book has a fairly long dedication page and also a note of helplessness where he explains why he loves America so much and, cares to write about it so much.
Well, that's a big debate going on in this country today. That's the whole premise of the Donald Trump campaign, for example, who's looks like he gets the Republican nomination. He's saying we've done too much meddling in the world, that instead of taking care of our own problems here, we have gotten involved, particularly in the Middle East, and we've gotten way too overextended militarily all over the world, and we need to pull back, and we just can't fight every battle for us. So the issue you're raising is a premise issue that is being debated internally in America today. Which direction do we take? Do we bring back our involvement worldwide, or do we get more involved? And that's kind of, to some degree, what you're talking about, correct?
And it is the nature of involvement as well, Jim. So if you see, after World War II, especially when entire Europe, Japan were destroyed, America, took the responsibility of rebuilding those countries, and the control was in America's hands in terms of helping them out. But today what America does is, it does not really take the responsibility of governing the nation. It invades, it attacks, and then it leaves, leaving the nation in the hands of the UN, which is very corrupt. And this is very interestingly in the book, Mr. Spencer compares it with the British Empire, where he says the British, against popular opinion, they have actually brought in a lot of civilization all over the world, and especially the untouchables, the lower caste, thank them. But America, what they're doing is not really taking the responsibility. So it's the nature.
I understand
of
what you're saying, Jeff. No, yep. I understand what you're saying. Say.com. Jeff, thanks for being with us. Hope we can talk to you again.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
During that last segment, we had an author wrote a book called Is Democracy the Nemesis Also of the Americans? And I think one of the premises of the books, according to Jeff Smith, who was our guest there on the show, that United States has created the United Nations in our image to help expand Americanism throughout the world, that we want to bring democracy worldwide. And that's a great... Look, you can't blame people for that. If you're a Christian, for example, there are Christian ministries that go out all over the world. I'm sure there are with Islam. There are with cross-section religions trying to bring more converts into what you do. And I can understand those of us who live on and have survived and prospered under this democratic form of government wanting democracy to be spread out all over the world. Problem is that you've got other countries who've been in existence long before America who just at this time aren't interested in democracy. And so how far do we extend ourselves? Just a basic premise. We got into that in that last segment. I picked up the paper this weekend, and I see headline after headline, U.S. sending troops, aircraft to the Philippines. That's the Associated Press. Manila receives U.S. warplanes to counter China. That's in the Wall Street Journal. The question comes up about America's imperial overreach. We've got... the U.S. is all upset because a couple of Russian fighter planes had no missiles, no bombs, no guns, no nothing, buzzed over a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea. Now, do you know where the Baltic Sea is? That's halfway around the world. In the South China Sea, U.S. planes are overflying, and China's upset because we're overflying, and U.S. warships sail right inside the territorial limits of islands claimed by Beijing, by China. In South Korea, our U.S. forces are conducting our annual military exercises as warnings to a North Korea that we're there, our presence is there, we've got long-range missiles. And I can go on and on with you about U.S. warships based in Bahrain confronting Iranian subs. We had the example of the Americans that were captured by the Iranians in their territory. We wandered into their territory. And I guess the problem is... We're getting possibly in the confrontations over rocks and reefs and small little islands. Are they so vital to America's national interest that they're worth risking military troops and clashing with China? If you want to clash with China, do so by imposing tariffs on Chinese goods. You follow me? Let U.S. companies and consumers pay the price of battling Beijing rather than U.S. soldiers and sailors being killed over there. And so I guess the question is, why is the defense of the Baltic republics and East Europe? You know where the Baltic republics are? Do you even know where that is on a map? Why are they so important 5,000 miles away? When countries like Germany, whose economy is far larger than that of Russia, directly affected, they're not getting all upset about it. But we get all upset when Moscow intervenes in their area that used to be Russian. We get off or we're going to go to war with you. And so it's just a question of how far America goes. You take the whole Middle East. We had as our guest last week on our show, Andrew Basevich, is in the big New York Times bestseller called America's War for the Greater Middle East. He makes the point that from the end of World War II until 1980, no American soldiers were killed in action while serving in the greater Middle East. And since 1990, we've had thousands of Americans that were killed over there. And so we decided about 1985 to initiate a war in the greater Middle East that continues to this present day. And we've embarked upon an endless series of campaigns across the Islamic world. And what have we concluded? What have we gained? I don't see what we've gained by it all. And is that in our national interest? Now, maybe to some degree it is. Maybe to some degree it is. But you get down to the actual cost of that, you see that we've got 28 members of NATO, primarily Europe. And we have agreed to stand with them to see that there's no invasions, and we should do that. But we're paying, America's paying 75% of the entire spending. There are 28 other nations that are paying virtually not Belgium, by the way, but we just had all the terrorism activities, pays 0.09% of its GPD on defense, on its gross national product on defense, 0.9%. And they're at war over there. We pay something like 4% is what we pay of a huge economy. That means billions and billions of dollars are being spent throughout Europe, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, to shore up. No, that's just for NATO. That's just what we pay for NATO. A lot more for the Middle East. And so it's a question of how far we extend ourselves. Certainly, it's in America's national interest to be involved throughout the world. You know, you want to sell Coca-Cola all over the world. You want to sell General Motors cars. You want to sell iPhones all over the world. And those businesses need embassies, and they need a certain degree of protection so those goods flow, so that jobs are created. Hopefully the jobs are here. That's a big debate in the presidential election right now, Donald Trump, that so many of these products are being produced overseas, but a lot of them are not. A lot of American products are sold overseas. And so you want to have that balance of trade, and it involves defense. You just can't let a lot of American businesses operate in these countries, and then they're kidnapped or they're in danger. It's in America's interest to have some semblance of protection for those doing business worldwide. It's a question of how far do we extend ourselves. And we're putting up 75% of the entire cost of NATO when we are putting 60,000 troops in North Korea, 40,000 in Germany. Germany's got this vibrant economy that dominates Europe. We're paying we've got 40,000 troops there. I mean, what is America's national interest and having those kinds of numbers? And that was the whole premise of the earlier book. Now, the United Nations, we had our author that was just on the show, Jeff Smith, talking about what a failure the United Nations is. I'm not one to undermine the United Nations quite so much. There ought to be a sounding board. It operates in the U.S., which means all these countries worldwide come and stay in hotels in New York and eat food. And you know, they put money into the economy when they come over here. And there ought to be some sounding board for discussions where countries big and small can rant and rave and get their energy level and all the negativity out on the table in words rather than in military confrontations. I got no problem with that. And I don't think most Americans do. So we don't want to give up our sovereignty on it. And that comes up occasionally in some of these treaties we sign on medical care and other things like that. We don't want to give up our sovereignty. But there ought to be a forum for discussion. But I guess the question that's being debated in this presidential campaign, a very legitimate question that Donald Trump started off with, how far do we get in the rest of the world when there is so many financial needs right here in America? And that's going to be the whole premise of this presidential debate. And it should be. It should be coming up in the weeks and months to come to the time we pick our next president. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. I want to come back and talk to you about a little freedom of choice issue right here. I think you'll find it interesting, my take. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. I'm going to fresh up my coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, if you read the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, anywhere in the country, there's been a huge story that's been played out day after day about a murder that took place deep in the heart of the deepest South down in New Orleans. I'm reading the Atlantic magazine today. They have a website where they do major stories. The lead story says, "A Murder Rocks New Orleans." And this is not really a New Orleans story. This is a U.S. story. But I want to tell you the implications. About a week ago, a very popular former New Orleans Saint called Will Smith. He was the former defensive end for the Saints when they won the Super Bowl. He's a local hero. Will Smith, a very popular guy down there, gets into an altercation down the streets of New Orleans. Apparently someone bumps him from behind. The guy that bumped him from behind said that Smith had bumped his car a few blocks away. Bumps him from behind. They get out and they start screaming at each other, but the other driver had a Hummer. 28-year-old guy named Cardell Hayes. Two men exchange words, things escalated, and Hayes opens fire with a .45 caliber pistol. He shot the former NFL football player Smith 8 times. Terrible situation. Shot his wife in the legs twice. Then he sat there and waited for the police to arrive, and he says it was self-defense. And a little shaky, but the point I'm making is, in the last week, this happened on a Friday night, I believe, maybe Saturday night a week ago. Day after day, that's all that you see in New Orleans. Front page stories every single day this week, front page stories. editorials being ballyhooed. They showed every graphic detail, the shots, and huge pictures in the papers, not just in New Orleans, but all over the country. I'm reading here just this article came out this weekend, A Murder Rocks New Orleans. I think they read a lengthy article in the Atlantic magazine. And so coast to coast, this has been covered. Now, it should be covered, and it's terrible about this murder. We need to get to the bottom of it. But here's the point I'm making. If you picked up, I picked up the local New Orleans paper, the Times-Picayune, this morning, and I saw where some fella, and they didn't even name him, there was a shooting that killed a man out in one of the outward poor areas of New Orleans, and they are investigating. It's on page, section 4, page 7. Little bitty box that some unknown person had been shot, and that's the last we're going to hear about it. You see, he's not a big, high-profile fellow that everybody knows, and his murder is just as terrible to his family and just as important to be solved as any others. But we go after these high-profile stories, and I guess that's just the nature of the news and people. You know, I can't blame the radio stations. There's a talk radio station down in New Orleans that I tune in as I'm driving back and forth, and that's all they're talking about. That's all callers are talking about. They're not talking about the deaths of other people that take place every day in a city like New Orleans and Chicago. Some of these cities are having such a huge crime wave. We don't talk about those deaths. We just talk about the high-profile deaths. And there is an important debate going on in this country today about sentencing guidelines and about, in some instances, you know, Bill Clinton is under a major attack right now because he put a crime bill back in the 1990s and they're coming out, you know, all part of the war on drugs. And the attitude is, well, we overreacted. We way overreacted. We're incarcerating so many people for nonviolent crimes. But then you get into these crimes. I've looked into a number of them, and I'm going to write about them here next week. I hope you'll read the article when I get it done over the weekend. That maybe they're non, maybe the drug dealer is nonviolent. Maybe he doesn't even carry a gun. But his actions in pushing cocaine and heroin and these heavy drugs on young people or unknowledgeable people often lead to where they get involved in violence to steal to get the money to get the drugs. So don't tell me that a distributor of heroin or cocaine is a nonviolent person that shouldn't be dealt with that harshly. And I've seen these stories. I've got a bunch of them here in front of me where has a fella that they're crying for right now a good bit who got caught only selling a little marijuana. And he got a 30-year sentence for a little marijuana that at his age is a life sentence. Well, then you get into it, and you find out, well, first of all, it's his fourth or fifth offense, that he's dealt in all kinds of drugs. He served time in jail, and he hasn't learned his lesson. He comes back time and time again in terms of what he's trying to do. And we want to let this guy – I don't want to let this guy out. I don't want a guy like that out. I mean, I can understand giving someone a second chance in some instances, not in every instance, but in some instances. There's in today's Times-Picayune and down in New Orleans where I live, and this applies to you folks up in Fairbanks, Alaska, up in Banning, California, wherever you live. This is today, or Friday's Times-Picayune. A local minister writes this article about a fellow on death row who needs compassion and needs to have better understanding and shouldn't be on death row, shouldn't get the death penalty. And the fella, he's been corresponding, and the fella who is on death row apparently has remorse. Here's what he says. He says, on December 29th, my son turned 7. I never have seen him a day in my life, but I love and miss him. And if I were privileged to spend every waking moment with him since he was born, I would. At night, he is my last thought before I fall asleep first in the morning. I wonder how he looks and would I be able to recognize him if I ever saw him. As every father, I pray my son is a spitting image of me, but just the good part. As I go to sleep, I ask God to kiss my son. Very poignant from a father. Very, very poignant from a father that I guess you have a little compassion for until you see what he did. Until you see what he did. This guy is on death row. He was sentenced in 2006, and he was convicted, and he admits the crime of tying his ex-girlfriend's 5-year-old son to a chair
and setting him on fire. Do you get that? He was guilty of tying his ex-girlfriend's 5-year-old son to a chair and setting him on fire. Apparently the woman was dating somebody else. And so now he's writing letters saying how much he misses his son. And he takes another little boy, 5 years old, and burns him in a chair, burns him to death. And we're supposed to have compassion for this guy? This minister down there, Reverend William Bardwell, writes he's a prison ministry is what he does. And I understand that. Look, I want every prisoner to find the Lord. I think it's part of a very solid rehabilitation. I don't have any problem with that. But to sit here and tell me that the sentencing guidelines are too loose, a man like this needs a second chance who burns a 5-year-old boy to death? Look, hard for me to defend not giving that guy the death penalty. I don't know about you. And so then I get back. I wish I could talk for hours about this, about the whole drug thing. I've heard, you know, all these, we got 80% of the prisoners in jail because of drugs. Is that right? Well, that's not quite correct. New study by Fordham University says less than 20% of the inmates in state prisons that house most U.S. prisoners are there primarily on drug charges. The vast majority are violent, guilty of violent crimes. And so you got to put this whole debate in perspective. Should we have the debate? Of course we should. Of course we should. There's some huge concerns over these debates going on that tear at the soul. You know, they reflect you and me on this show. We're middle America, common sense. We're not big Wall Street bankers. We're just average people that want to get it right, that want to get it right. And we're not just concerned about black lives mattering. We're concerned about all lives mattering. But there's got to be a balance where you and I can feel safe. And that's the debate, that's the question that these presidential candidates are putting forth to us. And we've got to find, not a middle ground, we've got to find a decision where you know the rules, you know the laws, you violate the laws, you pay the price, you pay the penalty. And I'm not sure we're not going too far to an extreme saying that drugs don't cause violent. Of course they cause violent crime. We've got to use some common sense on this, and I'm going to keep talking about it. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we'll be right back for our final segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older.
I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, a little presidential politics, if you will, trying to get an idea of the feeling in this country today. First of all, I would say I saw today that the battery charge was dropped against Trump's aide. Did you see that video? Have you got the Trump campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski? And Trump is moving through the audience, and lots of people are pawing after him, and people are sticking microphones in his face, and there's some gal that kind of breaks through the line. She's a reporter. She breaks through the security line, and she puts a microphone up in Trump's face, and he turns his head. He don't want to talk to her, and his campaign manager reaches out and takes her on the arm just to kind of push her back, but barely touched her. Next thing you know, he's being charged by police with a single count of misdemeanor battery, which I saw the film. It's ridiculous. If you want to see my take on it, go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I was interviewed at length by website buyubuzz.com, and I gave my thoughts on it. Just complete overreaction in a presidential race. And I noticed the young lady got very quiet. She'd been thrown out of a couple of Trump rallies before, and this guy never should have been charged. It was a terrible miscarriage of justice for him to be charged in the first place. But in any event, a new poll came out today. This is a poll, GIFK Public Affairs and Corporate Communications, that say that only 20% of Americans are satisfied with the way the federal government is working. 37% state and local government working. You know, 62% they don't like state government, how it's working. 78% the federal government. When you look at those figures, you can see a foundation is why Donald Trump and to some degree Bernie Sanders on the Republican side have the wave of support that they have. You know, it's a new kind of voter coming in. It's not the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's outside forces. It's the Tea Party. It's Occupy Wall Street. It's Black Lives Matter. It's a lot of frustrations coming out that have engendered a broader audience because they were not there before. You see, it's more democratic, quite frankly, you can say, because more people are participating, and there's nothing wrong with that. And actually, you can understand why the Republicans have lost its voters to a guy like Donald Trump. I mean, you've got the party elite abandoned its most faithful voters, blue-collar white Americans who face economic pain, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty over the past decade. The party's donors and lawmakers and lobbyists, they're all making big bucks, see. But if you look at small town America, where as many as one in five adults live on Social Security disability payments, they're disenfranchised and they're mad at the Republicans. They feel that let them down. You know, while wages declined and workers grew anxious about retirement, Republicans offered an economic program that centered on tax cuts for the affluent and the curtailing of popular entitled programs like Medicare and Social Security. I can understand. I've said before, Social Security is not a benefit you get. It's not welfare. You pay all your life into the Social Security system. I've paid since I was 17 years old into Social Security. I've gotten very little in return. My check is not all that much. I'd have done much better to put it into just a private savings account with just regular interest. I'd have been much further ahead. So the government's not giving me Medicare and not giving me Social Security. I'm paying for that kind of thing. That's a right. That's not some kind of a popular giveaway or anything like that. And working class Americans feel the same way. Then they see immigrants filling their schools and competing against them for jobs. And Republicans say, oh, no, this is the new voters. We've got to court these folks, they're new voters. Well, the average person out there feels like they've been betrayed by the Republican Party. And you can see, you know, the Republicans have been too identified with big business and the wealthy, the donor class. That's just a simple fact. And you've got so many older white voters with little education beyond high school. They're under a lot of economic pressure, and they're the disaffected. They're the ones who feel like the Republicans have let them down. They certainly don't like Obama, and they oppose his free trade more than any other group in the country, where the Republicans have been all for free trade. They feel like it's taken away jobs. They see illegal immigration not only as a cultural and security threat, but also an economic one. You know, entertained with all these trade deals, has stripped away so many manufacturing jobs, So so you just don't see American manufacturers anymore. You just don't see them. All the manufacturing is done in China and Taiwan and Thailand and countries like that. And yet you've got members of Congress who the average income of the members of Congress is $1 million a year, about 18 times that of the typical American. And so middle America says, you know, they just forgotten about us. They just left us altogether. And by the way, Bernie Sanders, Trump has got gained huge traction over that whole focus. But so is Bernie Sanders. He's popping Hillary Clinton all here right and left, saying she supported these free trade deals that gutted American industry and cost millions of jobs. And then her support for an Iraq war that was among the costliest, bloodiest blunders in U.S. history. And Trump agrees with that. Trump agrees with that. So you can see where there's plenty of traction for Sanders and Trump. And Trump is getting mileage, by the way, I think, out of saying the whole system's rigged and he's getting the election taken away from him. It really hasn't been taken away. He jumped into this thing and he should have hired a team of lawyers to go state by state to look at every rule. Because what happens on a state level, that's where the rules are set. It's not a one. We look on it as a national election, but it really is a series of different state elections. Every state is different. And you've got examples where the state party caucuses within the party elite, and they decide they're all going with Trump, where they have the Republican primary, and the state goes to Cruz, and or vice versa. And so the primaries don't mean a whole lot. Donald Trump carried my home state of Louisiana, yet he did not get the majority of the votes. So you got to look at all these arcane, interesting rules. Now, if you don't like it, if you live in New York and don't think the election is being run right, well, then, you know, if you're a Republican, you get involved in the party and make the changes. But it's up to the parties to make those rules. I guess the bigger issue is this. Here's the bigger issue. We've got these five major candidates running for president. You've got Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, and Donald Trump. And the question is just this. Is that the best we can do? Is that our best shot? Is America incapable of producing better leaders than the five that are vying for the nomination, two Democrats and three Republicans? Is that the very best we can do? And I don't have an answer. I'm very opinionated on this show. Those of you that listen to me regularly know that I don't hold back from giving my opinion. A lot of you agree, some of you disagree. I think the majority of the people agree with me. I'm just an average middle America Joe who feels like there's benefits being given to the upper class that I don't like. But I can't tell you a way to structure it better. The problem is the process is so long and expensive. When this election takes place in November of this year, there will be a little break for Christmas, and I'll tell you what, in January, there will be behind closed doors a whole series of meetings by a whole consortium of potential presidential wannabes planning an election 4 years from now. I mean, Hillary Clinton's been fighting this thing for years. All these candidates have been going after this nomination for years and years. You've got to raise billions of dollars, not millions, but billions of dollars. You've got to put away your family ties. You've got to do nothing but concentrate on running for president. And there's a number of people who have a good background in business or other aspects of American life say, I don't want to do that. I just don't want to get involved. And it does take its toll. You know, politics is not a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. You're talking to a fellow who spent 28 years in public life. I was a statewide official in Louisiana, 5 different terms, over 20 years. I gave up many weekends. Saturday nights, I was speaking to Rotary Club banquets, Sunday afternoon riding parades. And I regret some of the times I put in. I should have spent more time with my family. Well, these many people who think about running come up to the same conclusion. It's just not worth it. So you come up with candidates that maybe we can do better, but we're stuck with what we got. You know, Britain has an interesting idea. They elect members of Congress or their House of Representatives or House of Commons. And then that House picks one leader to be the prime minister. There's no national election. So you want to keep a national election, you want to do it somewhere along that vein. And that'll be a debate that'll take place for months and years to come. And we'll talk about it more here on the show. Gosh, I'm out of time. You ought to give me a couple more hours. I'm just getting warmed up. I hope you have a great weekend. Glad you're listening to the Common Sense Show. Go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I write columns. I put up our show guests. You can have some fun in my column. Take care. Have a good week. Check your local time, local listening for times and stations. I'll be here next week, same time, same station, to make some more common sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.